Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the windup and the 1-2 pitch to Tucker. Swing and a miss, struck him out. 96, I guess he's feeling all right.
I guess so.
As that is his 1,000th strikeout in his Phillies career. And they put that up on Fantavision. And that gets the folks out of their chairs to salute Zach Wheeler, who has now hit the century mark in strikeouts while wearing a Phillies uniform. He's the fastest ever to do so in terms of games pitched.
Fastest ever to 1,000 strikeouts in a Phillies uniform. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio.
Is this the group that sings Highway to Hell? I can't think of the name.
Yes, AC/DC.
Okay. My fault for all the AC/DC fans. I couldn't think of the name.
You're upset. I always feel like I'm in a stadium when I hear AC/DC. Yeah, it's like a football game. You're at the lake at halftime.
I saw them in 08.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good show?
This sounds like a fun show.
Yes, I imagine it is. And you know what else is fun? Watching Zach Wheeler pitch. I don't know if I've ever felt an athlete go under the radar with greatness as much as Zach Wheeler. Like, we're just numb to it. It's almost every time.
It's expected.
It's rare that he has a game that it's like leading SportsCenter, right? Like, he doesn't have many
like a ho-hum type situation.
Right, it's ho-hum excellence. He's had a few of them, but he doesn't have like many 8 innings, 15 strikeouts. I think he's had, if I had it just off the top of my head, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5, 13 strikeout games of Philly. Like, but that's not normal. But he also has very few bad ones. It's usually exactly what it was last night. 6, 7 innings, 1 run, bunch of strikeouts, very few walks. He's in control of the game basically the entire time. And I know the afternoon show is doing top 11 this week. I don't know how the voting is going to come down. And I understand that we're coming off Saquon's all-time year. But as I was thinking about my top 11 to vote for those guys, Zach Wheeler is a top 2 or 3 athlete in the city, and anything less than that is wrong. I mean, he's great. He's the best player on the Phillies, the most consistently excellent player on the Phillies. He's an amazing pitcher. And I feel like sometimes we're just like, oh yeah, Wheeler's pitching, and we don't get super excited. He's awesome. All he does is dominate. I feel like are we numb to it?
Well, I mean, last night we spent a lot of time on Hugh talking about old Otto Kemp and the other young guys.
Old ass.
The daycare
looking.
Coming
back. And he's
back.
Not really old.
Old ass looking Otto Kemp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The real story, though, is that our stopper was on the mound and he pitched like it. I mean, that's if you want to look at one reason the Phillies won that game yesterday, you can look right at Zach Wheeler.
Yeah, that's a big reason.
They needed him to stop the bleeding. It was a 5-game losing streak.
Yes.
You have your best pitcher on the mound. That's the time they needed to be their best player. And he was. I mean, it's a shame they didn't get him the win because they let the tying run up with the bullpen like usual. But, I mean, Zach Wheeler came in and pitched exactly like the guy he needed them to be.
And the amazing part about yesterday for me was, and I don't know if he was able to kind of sneak out and throw a bullpen or do his usual routine this past week because he was with his wife as they had a baby. But, like, he kind of rolled out of bed and shut the Cubs down. I mean, like, I don't even know if he was in his normal routine because the last week he was away from the team. And, maybe he was able to throw or something. But he was not in his typical routine with the team. And he still rolled out there yesterday, Hugh, and dominated one of the best. I think the Cubs are either first or second
They're
in baseball and runs.
Mm-hmm.
And he dominated. He has now pitched in his Phillies career. Last night was his 146th start as a Philly. He has a 2.93 ERA in almost now 1,000 innings. This guy's remarkable. And this might be the best we've ever seen him. I mean, his strikeouts are up, his walks are down. This guy's ridiculous.
You know what's funny? When I think about a lot of times when I look at the matchups and think about this team, it's never, you always look at the pitcher. You know, and right. you look at that first and foremost. And for the most part, when you look at our pitchers, you really don't worry about them as much as you worry about the everyday guys.
Of course.
Because we have a solid group. It's just that suburban energy that they like to exude on a day-to-day basis that you're kind of concerned about.
I still don't understand suburban energy.
It's the kids that like rode around in the minivan, you know, had all the equipment. I just found out like a whole catcher's outfit.
Yeah.
Because I'm you know, it looks like I'm going to be that.
You're going to wear it?
Well, no, because, you know, Harper really likes baseball. So now it's okay, now he's six, so now you're trying to figure out.
Does he want to catch?
Well, you're just trying to figure out what position he's going to play. So I'm just pricing different things. Like a small one for him is like $300. So it's one of those things. When I say suburban energy, it's the kids that had the parents that could fly them to all the baseball games and do all the other stuff.
To translate, I think he was saying some of these guys don't feel like they have that dog in them anymore, that fight.
Yeah. Mm.
They're comfortable now.
And I was doing it in the long way. I was long talking.
Otto Kemp doesn't have that because he's fighting.
He trying to get it from the mud.
Yeah. But then
he was grimy last night. Like, that's how, when I look at Otto was grimy last night.
What makes Wheeler interesting is he kind of exudes that, like, he hasn't done anything, except he has done a lot. Like, he's I think this year he's the highest paid pitcher in baseball on like his yearly salary. He goes out there and just dominates. It's quiet greatness all the time.
And the Cubs are the number two offense in terms of runs in all of baseball.
Yeah, and after that Tucker home run, nothing happened last night.
Yeah, and Crow Armstrong, like, he's an MVP candidate too.
Yeah, they're loaded. They have a lot, and Wheeler shut him down. Great start by Wheeler, and we're used to it. And as I fill out my top 11 for the afternoon show, he's near the top. I'm considering Barkley 1 and him 2 above everybody else in the city right now. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phones. Hugh, you said it earlier. You still believe it? Was that a turning point last night?
I believe it was. I believe it can be.
I hope you're right. I guess I was.
I know it's hard to believe because of the ugliness that was on display.
And that's a good word. When you get thrown on the bases three times, it's ugly baseball.
Joe, I'm not sitting here. The one thing I'm not trying to do is be disrespectful to people who have been watching baseball a long ass time, and they see what they see.
Well, and you're an authority now.
Man, I'm that dude that y'all need to listen to. But what I can tell you, I've never played baseball, but I know momentum, and I know what grimy looks like. I know what it's like for somebody. I know what want to looks like. That's a better way of saying it.
Yes,
I know what want to looks like.
And Otto has that.
And Otto had that want to last night. And that's something that no matter if you play baseball, football, or any other professional sport, that it translates to all the professional sports. That's why when Ben comes in here and, you know, he's talking about football. You know, Ben didn't play football. He probably could have with his big ass and his big ass. Shout out to his big ass son. This is a big ass kid, man.
Ben Davis definitely could have played football.
He could have played football.
Oh, yeah, he's a
big
dude.
He understands, and this is the thing that people need to understand, is that he understands what it takes to play the game at the highest level. And that's something that no matter what sport you play, it's needed for all sports.
Yep.
So that's what I'm talking about. When I say that I want to, I know what that looks like. Because it's a look that players have, and it's a confidence that they exude. And when you talk about the fact that Otto Kemp hadn't laid down a bunt since, what, 2021?
Yeah, 4 years.
And comes up here and does exactly what's needed to help them win. That should tell you everything that you need to know.
So I love the energy provided. I think he's going to help them a little bit offensively because he was on a heater down at AAA. But they need the big stars, and I know Bryce is down right now, but they need those guys to be the catalyst if I'm going to buy. Like, you know what would make me feel like we have a turning point? Tonight they go out there, Turner home run, Schwarber home run, Castellanos home run. And a ringing double off the wall. I'm not going to expect too much of Alec Bohm, but like drive a baseball to the gap instead of just a slap single. That would make me feel like, all right, we're back. Also, is today, tomorrow is Luzardo. Abel tonight, right? Abel pitches well again. Like, they shut him down out of the bullpen. Those are things that would make me feel like the Phillies have turned the corner. 215-592-9494. A Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PI Dental Center. .com. All right. Do you believe we will remember last night as the turning point of the Philly season? 83% said no.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I believe that because you have a lot of diehard Philly, and that's okay. You don't have to believe it until you see it. I mean, and that's kind of, you know, to be honest, that's kind of where people were at the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it kind of plays into that.
Looking at some of the response to the Twitter poll, this is one of those where people assume I'm the one saying it was a turning point, and they're mad at me.
Again, Joe.
Typical flip-flopping Julio.
Uh-huh.
Again, Joe.
Such a number one dork you are. Uh-huh. Stop this nonsense.
Do you know what's funny? You know what I find funny?
At least you're number one.
On the top dork, mm-hmm. That's right.
I find funny about the Twitter comments that people make is that, especially the ones that say they don't listen to the show, but they know what we're talking about. Or they listen to the clip. So, you know, in essence, when you respond that you don't listen to a clip that we put up, you're kind of watching
sure.
the show.
Sure.
I mean, I think that's kind of – so when you – I don't – you know, you can't get too caught up in – what people say on Twitter, or you people. Shout out to you people out there.
Oh, we'll hear from them.
Because yeah. I'm pretty sure they probably got a lot to say to them.
Well, they do. Killed. Yeah, you're getting crushed there. Mm-hmm. Also, we have a scandal to get to involving you again. So we're gonna...
What'd I do?
We'll find out.
Wait a minute. Somebody took pictures? Somebody, hold on. Wait a minute. What are we talking about?
Why are you so nervous?
Yeah, wait a minute. Cause you,
pictures of what?
No, I'm just saying. I went out of town and, you know, I ain't tell y'all everything.
No, this is something. Yeah, no. This is an offense.
Don't need to worry, buddy.
This is an offense that happened in the studio.
Oh, okay.
So you're. Well, you got some guilty energy over there. Did pictures? Saying. Pictures of what?
I'm just saying. Wait,
guilty.
What y'all see?
That was a real John Giotto guilty action out of Hugh. All right, Dave in Bordentown. What's up, Dave?
What's going on, guys?
What's up? Man?
Yeah. So first, you know, I have to agree with Kyle Schwarber on something. Also, Phillies fans, we have to stop getting so high and then getting so low. Baseball is a really long season. You know, how many times are we going to go through this cycle of, man, the Phillies
day.
Are done. They're done. They're not coming back. Then it's, hey, they may be back. Oh, the Phillies are the best team in baseball. Let's go. They're the best. Oh, we're back to, hey, this is a team that gets very streaky. Maybe they get into another streak right now. At the end of the day, we have to realize they are 4.5 games back of the best record in baseball. There was a caller earlier talking about putting a paper bag on their head.
Yes.
Are we the Colorado Rockies?
No. But so there's different ways to look at the same thing, right? Like you could look at one picture and see one thing and I see another. So you're right. I mean, you gave facts there. They're also right now only 2 games up on a postseason spot. Like you could say for yeah. so that I think that's why there's a lot of emotion day to day, at least for me, Dave. I just
100%.
Because I look at it, I look at a season where I don't think October is a lock. Like you could say to me, Joe, yeah. they could end up with the best record in baseball, and they maybe. But I also could say there's probably going to be an 87 or 88 win team in the National League that does not make the playoffs. So that's why I feel like they're yeah. all big games, and I have to react to them like that.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, look at the Diamondbacks last year.
Right.
100%. The thing is, though, you know, it's a long season for us to keep on getting to this, the highs of the highs and the lows of the lows. Like, you got to realize it's cyclical. With that, you know, where I do agree with you too, Otto Kemp could be, you know, a lightning bolt. And the reason being here is the one thing we're not talking about is the fact that, yes, we don't know what's going on with Bryce, but when he does come back and he's playing first base again, if Otto Kemp is hitting and he's doing the things like he did last night where he, you know, gets 3 hits, he's laying a bunt down to, you know, end up getting an eventual winning run, Hey, Alec, guess what? You're catching some pine on your butt there, buddy, because Otto Kemp's taking your spot.
Dave, I totally agree. And we all hope the Harper thing is short, right? So let's play it out. Let's say 2 weeks from now, Otto Kemp is hitting, right? Like, he's got some pop in his bat. He's hitting. He's helping the team. Energy, all the stuff we've talked about. And Bryce returns. Otto Kemp is staying in my lineup, Dave. Somehow. I don't care. And I know he played some left in AAA. However they got to do it, or third, which is his natural position, I'm with you.
And I think this is also a good reminder for, you know, Johan Rojas, for Max Kepler, for Brandon Marsh, for Weston Wilson, that, hey, we got a guy in AAA right now, Justin Crawford, who's, I believe, is hitting .349. Hey, guess what? You very well could be next. So, you know, we're not asking you to press, because I think there's a lot of times where these guys in this lineup, they start to press. Just get up there and hit the ball. You don't need to hit a home run. Get a bloop single. You know, find that seeing eye single. Just get the ball in play. Just do what you've done to get up to this spot. But, hey, Justin Crawford's waiting in the wings. I know there was a guy who called earlier talking about prospects. One, the Phillies really haven't had the prospects really up until the last 2 years to start talking about, hey, let's get them up here. Hey, they're starting to get to that point now where we can get these guys up. Andrew Painter's been hurt. There's going to be he's going to be up in the next couple weeks, probably around the All-Star break. It's going to start happening. This team's going to be all right. Dave Dombrowski has time. We have a month and a half until the trade deadline. We're going to be there at the end of the year because of something that you just guys brought up, which is starting pitching. Our starting pitching is some of the best in the game, and that's with Aaron Nola not being right this year. So I have confidence in this team. Everybody needs to start just being a little bit more even-keeled. We're going to be fine.
Dave, I like the optimism. Now, I appreciate and understand the sentiment here to be even-keeled, but it is WIP. And the game's – like, here's what the reality is. We're going to come on here tomorrow, and we're going to react to what happens tonight, right?
Yes.
And you're going to come on here, and if you feel like it was a turning point and they win, you're going to be on your – you're going to be peacocking around here. I told you so. I'm the true baseball guy. We could see this coming already.
Yeah, but that's – see, this is where – and I understand – and I'm not picking on the last caller. Don't want him to feel that way, but – the one thing that I will never try to do is tell somebody on this station how to fan.
Right. Everyone, you know, because can that, do it
that's
the wrong
what,
way.
That's what we're doing.
Yep.
I will come on here and I will tell you my perspective. And most times y'all don't agree with it. And that's fine. That is fine. But I'm not going to tell you how to fan, because everybody fans in their own way. So if you feel like this team hasn't made a turnaround, that is completely fine. We're still going to talk about it. And if you, Joe, the great part about being in this great sports city is that there are so many different opinions that people have, and we talk about them all on a daily basis.
Well, the fun part is we all watch the same exact game and see it
totally different.
Yep.
The one of the biggest things that I enjoy every Sunday is watching the games with Ike, because Ike watches them different than the way that I watch them. Just like when you're sitting there sometimes, you watch it differently. It's no right or wrong way to see the game.
Well, I think the biggest litmus test of that is the way we all view Jalen Hurts and
yes.
the season he just had. Because we all know, I think there's we can all agree on this. He won the Super Bowl. He played excellent in the Super Bowl, right? Beyond that, it's a lot of like gray area. Like, what did you see? We all see the same stats, right? But
yeah.
You saw it this way. You focus on that. I focus on that's what makes it fun.
The only thing that I'll ask you to do every morning when I'm coming in here, And this is what me and Kyle tend to do, because we never see eye to eye. Just listen to what I'm saying.
Never.
Well, sometimes. But the thing is.
My favorite part of that was you say, just listen to what I'm saying. And he talked over you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that's what happens. And that's the beautiful thing about it, because we all watch the game differently. And a lot of times that I've noticed, especially when we talk about baseball, people are so locked into the way that they feel.
Yeah.
They don't hear nothing else that you have to say, because the Otto Kemp thing should resonate with every Phillies fan, because you know what it's the equivalent of to me is Rocky. And when you talk about Rocky and I hate you, Kyle, for real. But when you talk about Rocky and his fight with Apollo Creed,
it's a good analogy. Keep cooking.
He went into that fight. Nobody thought Rocky was going to win. And technically, he didn't win, but he put up one hell of a fight. It was an ugly fight. It was a bloody fight. But Rocky never gave up. And that's why every time that I sit here and I come here with this positivity, and I try to break down stories to you people that are relatable, that you can understand too, because you are from Philly. You just don't get it, because it's the epitome of the Rocky analogy. The underdog going out there and doing the impossible and coming back with the W. That's exactly what happened last night. Old-ass Otto Kemp came in Citizens Bank Park last night, and he put on a show. Because you know why he put that show on, Joe? Because he knows that this is probably his last opportunity to become a Philly. And he said, you know what? I'm too old for this. I need to make a statement tonight. Tonight is going to be my night. And I'm going to do everything within my power to put this team on my back and help them win, because, by golly, I want to stay here. I like it here. I like hot dogs. I like glizzies. That ain't got nothing to do with the story, but the music is still playing. And he wants to be a Philly. So darn it, he's going to do what he has to do. Stop the music, because I'm about to curse. So I can't. When you get excited, you hear the music.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep it PC.
All right, a couple things. That was awesome.
That got me fired up.
Yeah, no, I'm ready.
That might have been the turning point last night. I'm on your side.
You should have done this in the open. You would have sold everyone. Said everyone thinks you're crazy.
It's about the hot dog.
I'm not sure about the glizzies and the hot dog. No. Maybe cheesesteaks could have worked here in Philadelphia.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Something more, you know, more
Ooh,
to the...
Speaking of cheesesteaks, did you hear, like, I haven't had one.
Oh, boy, here we go.
I haven't had one, but... The Bradley Cooper cheesesteak spot?
I think Elliot had one down in New Orleans.
It's getting some rave reviews.
Is it?
It's like I just saw a little blog.
Yep.
So Bradley, if you're listening, since we boys, go ahead, drop some cheesesteaks.
Oh, you guys were in the movie together.
We were in the movie together.
Limitless.
Limitless. Yeah.
You think he'd remember you?
Yeah, he should.
I'm sorry. He'd know.
I'm A-list actor.
But he's a huge Eagles fan. Did he like fan out when he met you as an actor?
Not at all. He had his dog with him. He didn't fan at all. Because I remember what I told him, like, at the time, my wife, she was a big fan of Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. Do you think he realized you were the same guy that was the Eagle he cheered for at the vet?
I don't know.
I don't think he did.
But, Brad, if you're listening, go on, hook your boy with some of them cheesesteaks. Okay. Man, drop something off at the station.
Can I give you...
From 10 to 2.
Now that you've asked for food from Bradley Cooper, can I give you my biggest takeaway from your Rocky thing there?
What you got?
This may sound like an overreaction, but this is your fault, and I just thought of this as you went through all that.
Okay.
I am fully ready to dump Bohm and give Otto Kemp third base, full time.
You know, hey, listen, Joe.
Like, after one night, I'm ready.
Listen, Joe, if he goes out tonight and has that kind of, because this is how I look at it. He adapted to the moment.
Yep.
And a lot of times... You see these guys. What do we complain about with Bohm? Like, who was it? Who are we talking about didn't swing at the first pitch? No, they know he's not swinging
Stott,
at the first pitch. We're talking about Stott. He adapted to the moment, and he did what was needed.
I'm just sold. Like, you got the Rocky thing, then you got Bohm up there, you know, balling his eyes out when he strikes out. If Harper comes back soon and Kemp hits, hey, Alec, you sit down, buddy.
I mean, because you're looking at something, in my opinion, it's small sampling size. I got to keep saying that because I don't want anybody to think I've getting in over my skis.
One game.
But it was exciting to see.
It was awesome.
And it's that. And the thing that stuck out to me is the want to. That's it. That's all. The desire to get it done.
And there is some sort of, like, he didn't come out of nowhere. He's having a great season at AAA. So he's obviously, he's in a groove right now as a hitter. It won't surprise me if 2 weeks from now, if he keeps hitting, that a lot of people, I was half kidding, saying he should be the full-time third baseman, but like,
a lot of people here look at him differently.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Alec Bohm, I think most of the town has given up on anyway. If Kemp comes up here and hits, we're going to want him in the lineup. Heck, I want him in the lineup every day now anyway. Just find a spot for him.
What do people always say, especially like in this job? Just get your foot in the door.
Get in.
Just get your foot in the door and then go above and beyond and the opportunity will come. This is Otto's opportunity. Old ass Otto Kemp's opportunity.
That sounds like a mouthful. Old ass
Otto Kemp. Old ass, I should say old looking ass Otto
he's
Kemp.
He's not old.
I know he's not, but he looks old.
Put a poll up. Does Otto Kemp look old?
No, you should put a poll up because people won't get that. You got to be more, you know, precise. Does Otto Kemp look older than 25? That's a good one.
Okay. But that's not old
ass.
Yeah,
but that's not like...
He could look 27.
But he looks...
That's two in the weeds. You're calling him old ass Otto Kemp.
Does Otto Kemp look 35?
He does not look 35. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your phone calls to the Phillies in the final hour. Did Hugh just talk you into it? Was that the turning point? I think that speech was the turning point of the season. Not sure where the Glizzies and hot dogs part came
If they win the World Series, that should go in the Phillies video yearbook.
We'll just cut out the Glizzies and hot dog part.
I kind of lost momentum. Because a couple times I almost used some real colorful language.
Yeah. That would have been the end of your speeches. All right.
That would have been the end of my career.
Plus, he's back. Hugh's guy, Chris Sims, is doing his quarterback countdown. Where did he put Jalen Hurts? It's list season. We'll hit you with that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes. I got so excited, I almost forgot my Hatfield read. Hey, it's Father Day.
That's because it's not Hatfield time. That was
it's
my
not?
Bit.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah. See? Well, I guess
this is going great.
I'm sorry about that.
we all got excited. I'm at the next break.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.